having guys like Gordon Whitmire, who you're going to talk to a little bit, kind of put the proper context on Bryant's sentiment and the Cubs' sentiment toward this ruling. But I don't sense that there's a whole lot of joy here in having Chris Bryant for another two seasons, because it really does just set up even more so for him to get traded.
Well, I don't know if it's even, I think that's a great way to put it, Connor, because I don't think if you're a Cub fan, you can look, depending on how you feel about Bryant, and I never thought that he would be a lightning rod, but apparently he is. But depending on how you feel about Bryant, there is some satisfaction that you know what his status is, and now you can go about the business of building whatever the Cubs are going to be in 2020 and beyond. So maybe there's some relief with it. I still, even though we have this ruling, I still feel like you're better with Chris Bryant. And if you owe it to, this is the type of player that you always talked about giving a long-term extension to.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes a difficult sell if you're like, no, we have to trade him, without even really getting to the point where you're discussing a long-term deal.
That's how it used to be. It's just I was lamenting very early in the show, right after the news came out, how the default setting for the fan has changed from star player who brought us a championship and the kids grew up idolizing to, oh, you gotta trade him. You probably should have traded him before. You know, it really is different times when you're not demanding that your multi-billionaires come up with enough money to keep star players. That isn't the first thing fans think. It's just a major sort of psychological change in sports fandom.
Well, we'll see, because I know that there is still a vocal contingent of Cubs fans who are like, why in the world would we get rid of Chris Bryant? I know that there are some out there that want him, that don't think that he's as good as the best players in the league.
Yep.
I disagree with them, but there's still some that believe that this is exactly what you want, and why would you move away from it? So we are going to spend a lot of time talking about that today. Gentlemen, thank you.
Have fun, Lawrence.
Appreciate you.
See you, Lawrence.
That is Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. You're listening to WSCR HD, WBMX HD2 Chicago. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you.